Julian Taylor's jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? Grandfather, did we read the scripture? Grandfather, I think we've read the script. I'm sure I was gone all these years, chasing all these different beers. I was gone all these years, running from invisible.
Sometimes there's a beat that's run for an hour steady until the our dead people come to us.
Hey, 2-2, Julian Taylor here, and you are listening to The Jukebox. That was Nomads by Ace Anabi. It is the first song to go number one on the alternative rock charts here in Canada by an Indigenous artist. He's had quite the year. He was nominated for Juno and a few other awards, and now is shortlisted for the Polaris Prize. This episode, episode 93 that is, I can't believe we're at 93, but that's so amazing, is all about artists who have performed at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, namely mostly this year and some from last year. I was honored and so grateful to be invited this year. It was such a great time. If you can believe this, the festival is 50 years old. It started in 1974, so it is quite the event. We have music from Boy Golden coming up. He rocked the main stage on the Saturday night that I was there. A song called Church of Better Days, and really the crowd, he's a hometown guy, Winnipegger, and the crowd just went ballistic. It was awesome to see. Leon Timbo is on the show with a song called Struggle. And Leon and I got to know each other on the bus driving up there on the Friday morning. Leon and I were both part of the Black Opry Review. Now, the Black Opry Review is a review that started in Nashville, but now is slowly penetrating each festival around North America. And it's a collective of black artists that sing folk, country, Americana, blues, and really showcasing those people. So Leon was a really great guy to meet, as was all the others on that bill and collective. I'll play a couple later on in the show. Mariel Buckley, she was, longlisted for the Polaris Prize, and she's got a song on the show called Shooting at the Moon. A really funny lady and wonderful, wonderful artist. Got to see her a couple times throughout the festival and really dig what she's doing. Now, let's play something from Fontaine. And Fontaine is also a Winnipegger and has a song called Homemaker. I was floored by her wonderful storytelling and the way that her melodies work so effortlessly. We were on a panel together, like a they call it a workshop, and it was a wonderful One Nation Under Groove was the workshop that a few Indigenous artists, myself, Ace Anabi, Evan Redsky, and Fontaine were on. And I will play Evan a little later on the show, but right now, here's a tune from her album, Yarrow Lover. This is called Homemaker by Fontaine on the Jukebox.
Never wanted to be a homemaker. Always wanted to live in the city with the coffee shops and little bars and the sirens and the busy cars. That's all I thought I'd need. I never was somebody's girl, so forgive me if I'm a little scared to give this thing a whirl. But honey, you know that you're making it easy. Still I'm confused, I've lost myself. Ooh. Ooh. I'm changing into something new. I don't recognize myself in the nothing you could do for me that would make this any clearer. No. Still I'm confused, I've lost myself. Ooh.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
When you lost us, saving yourself from the onslaught. I thought you had me. It was clear that you had me. Until you saved yourself and the insurrection felt like a setup. You told me to shut up. Sit down and act like I asked to be fed up. I was left with a dream and an ass to kiss and a mask and selfish dismissal. Flaws, American social system. I can't lie about how much you are a struggle in my soul. You know how to make me crazy, don't you? Struggle in my soul. I can't leave you, but I can't stay. Struggle in my soul. Struggle in my soul.
Everybody come here. Let's take a pause for the struggle.
Carry you for another 400 years. Home, Africa, oh Africa, it's nice. I'm American. Savannah made through Valley and no bleach of Jesus and skin. I can't lie about how much you are a struggle in my soul. You know how to make me crazy, don't you? Struggle in my soul. I can't leave you, but I can't stay. Struggle in my soul.
Mm-hmm. was talking to a street corner preacher. He said, man, I got a few things I can teach you. Teach you how to live in a righteous way. Send you off to heaven this very day. He said, give me that bag, son, and make a small donation to the church of better days. He said, first of all, you gotta bust up just enough green to get feeling good and fat. We're gonna roll ourselves a bet. Yeah, that's right, kid. We're gonna smoke a grenade. 3.5 grams of AAA to the brain. He said, this ain't no pipe rip. Are you feeling alright, kid? It's a church of better days. Come on. Church of better days. It says, secondly, you gotta light it up, flick, sip, puff. Pass it along when you've had enough. Share it with the crowd, don't let it hit the ground. When it comes back, just start another round. It's a righteous campaign. We are all saved at the church of better days. Took rest. Even the Almighty need time to digest everything that's going on all of the time. Somewhere in the world, the sun is about to rise. But before I start my day, I always go and pray at the church of better days. He said one last thing before we part ways. You gotta follow your heart, make good art.
The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Calling all dancers, let's put on her dancing shoe and boogaloo and the barbecue. It's good for you. Live it up.
Hey!
That was a song called Calling All Dancers from the album War Club by DJ Shub. He's a Mohawk DJ from Six Nations of the Grand River, was also a member of a tribe called Red, which is now Halushi Nation. Got to see him at the honoring ceremony, and that was really nice to see him there as well. Play a song from Sonny War. Now, the song's called No Reason, and Sonny War is an interesting artist. I sat beside her because she was also part of the Black Opry Review, and wow, her voice, the message, it's kind of like a folk, pop, punk, country sort of thing, but her fingers picking style on the guitar is so unique. It's really got a West African sort of feel to it. I think you're going to really enjoy this. Here is Sonny War on the jukebox with No Reason.
You're an angel.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Floor bell, passing like a desert rose, with rouge on her cheek, in the sun upon her nose. Floor bell, never one to fuss, she leaned to her will, scattered into dust. Floribel, stories that you tell, as wide as this river, as deep as that well. She raised a wild bunch, way a single mother can, and vowed to herself she would never feel that hand again, or ever, even in that small town, where the leaves will change their color, even 60 years on down. That you tell, as wide as this river, as deep as that well. Softness of her reins, holding all that life inside. She'd tell me a secret, and you know I kept it well. She leaned into her language like she did Floribel. Floribel, the stories that you tell, that well. For them.
Sunday. It's my only cheapest thrill. If the loneliness don't kill me, then a good time surely will.
There's some music from Luke Doucette and Melissa McLennan. They are White Horse and a wonderful couple, wonderful musicians, and just lovely people to be around. Luke's an incredible guitar player. I've been seeing him play and being on workshops at festivals ever since, I guess, Mariposa back in 2000. So really nice to see him. And they brought their little son, so he was a side stage watching them. That's a track called If the Loneliness Don't Kill Me. That's a great song. It's a country ditty. They turned up the twang. They say that the pandemic was so crazy that only country music seemed like the answer. So their new record, I'm Not Crying, You're Crying, was released in October of 2022. It's a beauty. Go check it out. Before that, my friend Evan Redsky with Flora Bell. I shared the One Nation Under Groove workshop with Evan and a couple others, like I mentioned earlier, and Evan floored me. His record, Oblivion, was one of my favorite of last year. You should check it out. And his message, the way he strings words together, is quite astonishing. His song, No Man's Land, is the first introduction that I had to Evan, and his record is amazing. That was Flora Bell by Evan Redsky. Bites the Dust. We're going to start things off with a little ruckus from Nicolette and the Nobodies from Guelph, Ontario. Met them at Hillside last summer, and they've got a little bit of sound in Nashville and, you know, a little bit of twang from the north as well. So here is Bites the Dust from their album Devil's Run by Nicolette and the Nobodies on the Jukebox.
Thank you.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I don't wanna hear a love song. I got on this airplane just to fly, and I know there's light below me, but all that you can show me is the prairie and the sky. And I don't wanna hear a sad story full of heartbreak and desire. The last time I felt like this, I was in the wilderness and the canyon was on fire, and I stood on the watched it burn.
I would wrap my soul in the bosom of Abraham. I would hold my life in his saving grace. I would walk all the way from Boulder to Birmingham if I thought I could see.
Well, you really got me this time, and the hardest part is knowing I'll survive. I've come to listen for the sound of the trucks as they move down out on 95, and pretend that it's the
that is Emmylou Harris. She was the headliner on Saturday night, Boulder to Birmingham, from the album Pieces of the Sky, released in 1974. What a beautiful singer, beautiful woman, and artist. Her band was comprised of a bunch of Nashville players who just looked like they were doing nothing, but the sound that was coming off that stage was phenomenal. I really love seeing acts like that. I remember seeing Orchestra Baobab, and they're from West Senegal. They were playing at the Harbourfront Center, and the noise and sound coming off the stage was glorious, but they didn't look like they were even playing. And that's how Emmylou was that night. I was really shocked. Got to meet her in the lobby of my hotel, and I just said hi. She seemed like she wanted to do other things and maybe head up to her room and decompress, so I didn't really want to push it. But when you see Emmylou, you want to say hi, and I did. Some music coming up by an artist by the name of Black Belt Eagle Scout. This is track 6 from their album, The Land, The Water, and The Sky. Catherine Paul is an incredible artist from Washington State and the Swinomish Indian tribal community. She was surrounded by family, drumming, singing, and the arts, and it really does show in her work. The song Nobody's coming up on the show soon. Georgia Harmer, yeah, she is the niece of Sarah Harmer, and she's got a song here on the show called All in My Mind. Saw her side stage for the Boy Golden show. She was rocking it. Actually, she walked right up to me on her way to the show, and she said that Boy Golden just turns her and her friends into groupies, so they just went for it. And now, after seeing them, I understand why. It's a pretty fun show. Some of the Wainwright family was on hand at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Rufus and his father, Loudon. Now, I love this song by Loudon. It's called Daughter. I thought he wrote it, but surprisingly, he did not. I went up to him backstage. I'm like, I really like that song that you wrote, Loudon. He's like, I didn't. And I'm like, oh, shoot. I really put my foot in my mouth. But he was really gracious about it and told me who wrote it. It's by Peter Belgavad. And it's a very unknown singer-songwriter that I think only Loudon really could have introduced me to. So I've been checking out that guy's music as well. The song Daughter is from the movie Knocked Up with Seth Rogen and Kristen Hegel, and I just thought it was a great song. It really reminds me of my relationship with my daughter, so I hope that you enjoy that. We're going to get to my good friend William Prince first. He has just released a new album called Stand in the Joy. It is phenomenal. This is the first single from that release, When You Miss Someone. He just has a way with words. His voice is booming and baritone-y, and just, he's a beautiful dude. Here is William Prince on the show with When You Miss Someone.
Is the moon shining bright where you are? Is it even shining at all? Running like a white line down the middle of some old memory. Does the evening unfold in waves? The desire to be nowhere but to go out and rage. Like a time when it was more than just some old memory. When you miss someone, tears you apart and then some. When you miss someone, someone you love. Is the silence quiet or loud? A lifetime of questions, lost and profound, professing to a silhouette of trees on the ground here in front of me. When you miss someone, tears you apart and then some. When you miss someone, someone you love. Now it's here in your absence, my mind doing backflips, reserve tank running on E. Intergalactic into the stead, searching for a memory. When you miss someone, oh, when you miss someone. When you miss someone, someone you love. When you miss someone, someone you love. When you miss someone, someone you love. When you miss someone, someone you love.
Every She sees, she says she wants. Everything she wants, I see she gets. That's my daughter in the water. Everything she owns, I bought her. Everything she owns. That's my daughter in the water. Everything she knows, I taught her. Everything she knows. Everything I say, she takes to heart. She takes apart. That's my daughter in the water. Every time she fell, I caught her. Every time she fell. And that's my daughter in the water. I lost every time I fought her. Yeah, I lost every time. She blinks, she strikes somebody blind. Everything she thinks blows her tiny mind. That's my daughter in the water. Who'd have ever thought her? Who'd have ever thought? That's my daughter in.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Special doesn't come around.
This is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.